Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Conscious Parent, Transforming Ourselves, Empowering Our Children. As parents, we often carry with us a touch of self-importance or ego when dealing with our children. We claim to value our child's inner feelings and emphasize our love and respect for them. However, in the face of practical problems, we can't help letting our ego come out on top, often in a condescending way, thinking that our children are still young and don't know as much as we do. And so, we believe we have the right to control them and make them act according to our expectations and demands. Your child wants to read a funny comic book, but you give him a history book instead. Your child wants to go to the garden to play in the mud, but you make her to play the piano for 2 hours. This is because we always feel we are right and we think we are doing what is best for our children. However, as the children grow older, these self-righteous demands gradually have less impact on them. They develop a mind of their own and are no longer controlled by us or told what to do. We have a hard time wondering what is wrong with our children and why they behave like this. The conscious parent provides the answer to this question. There is nothing wrong with the child. The problem comes from parents, or more precisely their unconscious approaches to parenting that in turn bring about a whole range of issues. Shefali Sabri was born in India before going on to study at Columbia University. She was first exposed to Eastern mindfulness and later fused it with Western psychology to develop a unique philosophy about mindfulness and conscious education. In The Conscious Parent, Dr. Sabri describes a way of parenting that allows both parents and children to be nurtured into a loving and supportive unit. She proposes that parents should accept their child's true nature with an open and respectful mind, allowing them to enjoy the right to be themselves. At the same time, parents need to have enough courage to face their true selves, maintaining good physical and mental health. Only then can parents achieve awakening and transformation while building a meaningful spiritual partnership with their child, helping them grow into sound human beings. This book can help parents solve parenting problems, get closer to their true selves and engage in active self-talk to achieve maximum development.
Next, we will explore three key questions from the book. Part 1, why do parents need to be conscious? Part 2, how can parents transform themselves to achieve consciousness?
Part 3, what is a conscious approach to parenting?
A conscious approach to parenting accepts children as they are without trying to control or change them. When raising children, many parents lack consciousness.
They pass on their feelings to their children, unmet needs, unfulfilled expectations, and unrealized dreams.
A lack of consciousness also relates to overindulgence. Parents often give too much attention and protection to their children.
But all of this ultimately leads to unhappy kids. With this in mind, Sabri points out that awakened awareness in parents will significantly impact parent-child growth.
Only when parents achieve consciousness can they stop projecting their unhappiness onto their children. Next, let's learn more about the benefits of being a conscious parent.
Firstly, parental consciousness enables children to express their core self and enjoy the right to be themselves.
Although parents do give life to their child, children come into this world as an independent entity. They have inherited their parents' genes, but they are not an extension of their parents, much less are they their parents' other selves.
The unique characteristics of each child sets them apart from their parents and grants them the natural right to individuality.
However, parents often do not fully acknowledge this and fail to distinguish themselves from their children. So children are molded to suit the needs of their parents. Without even considering whether their beliefs and values are correct, parents instill rigid thinking into their children.
Additionally, parents project their hopes onto their kids and impose their plans for the future on their little ones without caring what kind of person their kid wants to be. In the book, Dr. Sabri presents a case study that illustrates the damage that parents can do when they prevent their children from expressing their essence by trying to control them and trying to change them as they see fit. Anthony and Tina were a high-achieving couple in the eyes of society.
Anthony was a star tennis player, and Tina was a successful lawyer.
However, their son had a learning disability which frustrated them to no end.
The parents often yelled at their son and ridiculed him. The child often clashed violently with his parents. Eventually, the couple's relationship was in despair. Yet, they held their child responsible for everything that was wrong.
With Dr. Sabri's help, the couple finally realized their inability to accept their son's differences and their persistence to make the child change had taken a terrible toll on the entire family. Parents shouldn't have preconceived notions of what their children should be like. This means not going to lengths to make children behave according to their own expectations. The predetermined ideas of parents are only in their imaginations and are not the way their children are in reality. Letting the imagination run wild and guide parenting will only bring confusion to parents and distress to children.
It is only through consciousness that parents can realize that they are not raising mini version of themselves, but are educating a human being with independent traits. Only then can children express their essence and enjoy their right to be themselves.
Secondly, parents must free themselves from the constraints of past experiences and discover their true self by staying alert when raising children.
We all have memories of our childhood. We unconsciously project traumatic events and emotional turmoil from these recollections onto our own children. Our children's reactions will allow us to experience what we once felt again and to discover our unconsciousness.
When children lead us to truly recognize how our past experiences impact our present behavior, we naturally begin listening to our hearts.
Eventually, we won't be so heavily influenced by our past encounters.
The story of a mother Anya and her daughter Jessica is a good example of the constructive effect of consciousness on parents' discovery of their true selves.
Anya raised Jessica well. But at the age of 14, Jessica became rebellious and even started hurting herself.
It seemed the relationship between this mother and daughter could not be worse. In receiving help from Dr. Sabri, Anya recalled her childhood experiences through her relationship with her daughter. Due to her parents' harshness and indifference, Anya grew up feeling unaccepted by them. To gain her parents' approval, Anya pushed herself to become a perfect child. She then demanded the same from Jessica.
What she had failed to nurture was Jessica's true self.
Her daughter's defiance allowed her to re-experience the past wounds and unleash her anger against her parents. Through this, she achieved consciousness which eventually allowed her to rescue herself and her daughter from the trap of perfectionism, and returning them to their true states. Parental consciousness enables children to embrace their essence and allows parents to find their true selves.
It also makes parents and children interact through their authentic inner selves.
In this way, the parent-child relationship will enter a new realm of spiritual partnership. In the traditional parent-child relationship, parents are always in control and have absolute authority. Children who are at a lower level of the family structure are always controlled by their superior or parents.
They are merely passive recipients of parental influence. Consciousness, however, allows parents to discard this hierarchical relationship in order to treat their children as equals, thus providing children with enough respect and freedom to flourish.
This also leads to mutual influence between parents and children, disengaging from previous conflicts and power struggles, and transforming the relationship into a profound spiritual one based on positive interaction.
The story of Jake's relationship with his parents can help us understand this point.
Jake grew up a very quiet boy, displaying feminine traits in many ways.
His parents didn't force him to do anything against his nature.
They respected and nurtured Jake's interests in the arts. Furthermore, they created a diverse circle of friends for Jake, made up of people from various walks of life to ensure that he was always surrounded by accepting individuals.
Jake grew up in a free and relaxed environment. When he revealed that his sexual orientation was homosexual, his parents opened their arms to their son with unchanged love and respect.
The child's parental acceptance facilitates the development of the child's authentic self.
This allows the parents to reap the benefits of impact and change from their offspring. Ultimately, the parent-child relationship becomes a mutually enhancing and reciprocal one. The family can therefore become even closer than before.
That concludes the first part of our bookie and answers the question, why do parents need to be conscious?
By adopting a conscious approach to parenting, parents enable their children to express their essence and enjoy the right to be themselves. This approach can also free parents from the constraints of past experiences and help them to discover their true selves. Finally, it can help parents and children build a new partnership on a more spiritual level. Today we are just sharing limited content.
To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.